Vater unser, der du bist.
Our Father, who art in heaven, He, the mighty Spirit,
der Schöpfer allen Seins,
the Creator of all being, He,
das Firmament,
the firmament,
die Farben,
the colors
und die Formen,
and the forms,
das Licht,
the light, the power,
und die Substanz,
and the substance in Vater, us. Father,
du hast
You have created for us all that is beautiful, pure and noble. Your light shines on us. We feel your love in our hearts. We open ourselves.
Unendliches Licht.
Infinite light, infinite fullness, Father, this you are. Kind all one, you love us. You adorn nature. You are the growth and ripeness.
Du bist das Leben in
you are the life in every flower, in all being.
Geheiligt ist dein
Name. Hallowed is your name. Yes, Father,
wenn wir deinen Namen
when
heiligen,
we make your name holy,
heiligen,
Holy
in, Gedanken,
in our thoughts,
heiligen,
holy
in, jedem Blick,
in every look,
dann
then
schauen wir deine
we
Gegenwart.
Behold your presence.
Die Gegenwart,
the presence
in, der Blume,
in the flower,
im Samen,
in the seed,
im Tier,
in the animal.
Du bist das Leben.
You are the life
in, allen
in
Formen.
All forms. You are the strength in the bird. You are the movement. It flies.
Du bist der Anfang
you are the beginning. Of all being.
Du bist das Ende der Materie
you are the end of matter and the beginning for us in the eternal life.
Du bist das Alpha und Omega.
You are the Alpha and Omega. You are the Great All One. Your stream flows unceasingly. The omnipresent love that permeates all spheres. It permeates the purification planes, the matter. It is present in every sign, in every person, in every word, in every gesture. You are, hallowed is your name, O eternal kind one.
Unser Reich kommt.
Our kingdom comes. It comes to us in manifold ways and means. The kingdom of God lives in the midst of us. Do we feel it? Do we feel it in the little kitten? Do we feel it? In the horses? Do we experience it when we walk on the grass? And do we feel our brother, our sister in us? When we feel all this, we feel God in us, and we behold the infinite life, His power. God, the fullness, gives us inner and outer beauty. We should not be in need. We may receive just as we give selflessly. Just as we give selflessly, so may we receive, for we are children of God. Our inner being is rich. When we have developed the inner wealth, then our external life will be one worthy of a child of God, noble, gentle, humble, free, imbued by the love of the Father. And we will dwell and live in a way that fits our consciousness, which is close to the Father, to the beauty of heaven. For as it is in heaven, so shall it be on earth, among the children of God, who love the eternal Father selflessly. And the kingdom will come, the kingdom of God on earth, just as has been promised. People will love each other selflessly, and the angels of God will be among them. And they will adore, praise, and glorify the Eternal in all things, because they love, respect, and cherish one another. Your will is done on earth as it is in heaven. Yes, dear brothers and sisters, when His will is done, then the earth gives of itself, because the people are with God and thus with the earth as well. The earth gives itself in fullness to those people who have opened up the inner fullness, who strive to fulfill the will of God. They think and work as God wills it. They strive to live with one another, to be there for their neighbor, to respect him and cherish him. Lord, You are the life in our children, who are Your children. For in the stream of the All, You are the Father, Mother, God, who envelops us, who loves us, who guides us. And so, the will of God shall and will be done in our young ones, for the kingdom of God is emerging. You give us this day our daily bread. The one who lives in God does not have to live in want. The one who raises his sensations and thoughts to God will receive from God, and what he needs is there for him and beyond that. For children of God will never go hungry, because they have opened the fullness in themselves. Manifold, yes, countless life. We work together for our neighbors. We help each other. We stand by for our neighbor. And so the life awakens, and our daily bread is given us, just as it has been promised. The Word of God in the books and cassettes are impulses for our inner life. Let us not just look into them. Let us feel deep into the Word, and we will sense the content of the words, and not just read the Word itself. The Spirit of our Father meets us in manifold ways and means. He is everywhere, in every letter, for there is nothing which does not come from Him. Nothing which is not carried by Him. The Spirit God is also in our human ways. When we surrender our humanness to Him, then He radiates. He helps us and transforms the negativity, and the negative becomes radiating positive energy. The books and cassettes, which are guides, help us in this, but we ourselves have to strive to draw closer to Him. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. As long as we are divisive, we will build fences. When this divisiveness falls away from us, then our soul will blossom like the most beautiful meadow, full of diversity, all-encompassing. As long as we are not with our neighbor, we are against him, and we destroy. We tear down what our neighbor has built up. We intrude in the life of our neighbor, because we do not have ourselves in hand. When we have torn down all our human aspects, then we respect and cherish our neighbor and his property and goods, which are also the property and goods of God. As long as we live behind the bars of our human ego, we do not see our neighbor. But God, the love, offers us our bread. God, the love, gives us our drink. He calls us to our meal, and when we eat consciously, when in full awareness we absorb the essence, God the life, into us, and when our soul begins to shine, then it lives solely from the power of God. You lead us in time of temptation. The tempter is always underway, and as long as we have desires in relation to this world, pressing wishes, he will tempt us through our desires. He tempts us in manifold ways. He steals into our inner being by way of our sensations and thoughts. When we are alert, when we live consciously, then we will recognize him. We recognize him because he tempts us to see the world as the most important. When he tempts us with external things, when he wants to lead us astray with external things, the conscious person feels this and says no to the tempter. However, he knows the correspondences that are still there, the sinfulness, and surrenders it to the eternal Father in Christ. The light becomes stronger in the soul. The person shines more intensely, and the tempter withdraws more and more because he avoids the light. And deliver us from evil. He redeems us and guides us into the inner life. He lets us feel the inner life in the external world too, in nature, everywhere that we go on our way. A little pebble pushes through our shoe, it wants to tell us. I am also a part of you. A beetle is moving along the path. We see it, it wants to tell us. I too am a part of you, a creature of God. We walk on the meadow. The grass bears us and speaks to us. I am here for you and carry you. When we live consciously and when we see our brother in the light of God, then we walk with him in the light. And we feel the power of the All in us, the love and wisdom in us and through us. We then feel the heart of the Father beating in us because we have found our way to his heart. For ours is the kingdom and the power and the glory from eternity to eternity.
Denn unser ist das Reich.
For ours is the kingdom, dear brothers and sisters, and the power and the glory from eternity to eternity. We are immortal beings. In each of us is a spirit body. We call it the soul. After the death of our body, our soul goes back to the cosmic being. Where? We determine this ourselves. Or are we attracted to the earth again? Because we are still close to the earth with our sensations and thoughts. Or do we go heavenwards because we have opened the kingdom of God in us for the most part? Then no sun is strange to us, no planet. Because all things, everything that exists, speaks the language of love. And we, who have become pure for the most part, have become the language of love, the law of the all. We sense the celestial music of the all because we are again conscious children of the all. We have opened the seven basic powers in us, the law of the all, and can move in all of infinity because we have brought everything into positive, harmonious movement. The essence of life, the forces of the all. Ours is the eternal kingdom. Ours is the eternal life. We are children of the eternal Father. We are beings of the all. Often we gaze longingly to the stars. Let us close our eyes and take the essence of the stars into us. And the all power then speaks to us, child. Do not look into the distance. Look into your inner being. For what you think you see in the distance is as essence and power in you. I, the life. You are my child. I am your father and mother. I am God. You are in me, and I am in you. You are immortal. Become aware of this. Whatever your eye falls upon, affirm me in everything. Love your neighbor selflessly, and you will encounter me in your brother and in your sister. Let us live consciously, dear brothers and sisters, and the Eternal Father will come ever closer to us, His children. The love of the child for the Father is the most beautiful communication. How light the soul of the person becomes when the base, the human thoughts withdraw, when they are transformed into positive power through the strength of Christ. The person becomes so very buoyant, happy, and serene from within. When he lets go of all that is deceptive, when he turns to virtue and love, peace and joy draw into him. When the peace dwells consciously in the soul, joy vivifies the soul and the person. When the person entrusts himself to God in everything that he thinks and does, hope, strength, and love is in us, also in illness and need. Let us go to him. He is close to us. Let us go to him. He stands by us in Christ. Let us go to him in every situation. Let us bring everything to him in Christ. All that makes us human, what leads us into lethargy, into laziness, into aggression, let us carry it to him, and we will awaken in him. We are light, buoyant, peaceful. Our being is selfless love, the law. This is our goal. This is why we are human beings, in order to develop what in the end is so close to us, the infinity in each one of us, in each soul, and thus in each person, God, the life, the love of our Father.